to immersion into source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Here we are.
Yes, we made it.
Finally.
Third time is a charm.
It worked.
I got to tell you, I heard that music come on and I felt like a small child because, you know, I found that I was, you know, how they get with their hands and stuff. And they're going, yeah. It was kind of funny. I didn't expect that reaction, but there it was.
Oh, that's too cute. I know. Can you believe? So last week's problem was with the whole Skype issue. And I noticed, Wendy, I can't find the chat room thingy. So...
Oh,
I don't know.
In the bottom right-hand corner.
That little thing. Oh, because it used to be you had to add it and... Okay, they change things, then I get lost.
that's life sometimes, though, right?
It is. And I just recorded a guided meditation today. I shouldn't say I get lost because people are like, oh no, she's going to put us on a guided meditation and get a meditation and get us lost.
No, that's totally different. It's just navigating the changes in the technologies. You know, it's like upgrading from, you know, when they do some of the Windows upgrades, or you know what they did a couple years ago, an upgrade in Excel. And I use Excel enough to get by in my job. You know, I mean, I can navigate it for what I need to do. Mm-hmm. But now when I took the class in 1995, I got straight A's in it, but then I didn't use it for 8 years, you know. Huh. So I've forgotten some of the tricks and stuff. Well, and I was just really getting the tricks down again, you know, the shortcuts and stuff in the old version. And then I came into work and I didn't have that version anymore. And I felt like I was back at the beginning.
Right. Yeah, I know. Thank goodness they don't do that for cars.
I know, right?
You imagine getting in your car going, okay, wait, what happened to the steering wheel?
yeah, I know. They moved it.
Yeah, it used to be over here. And the gas pedal, I actually could have sworn it was down there.
Now it's in the knob or the blinker.
Yeah, and I have to use my elbow. Okay, we are talking tonight. Our topic is going to be marriage.
Yeah, dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. One of our favorite topics. Every time we talk about marriage or romance or relationships, soulmates, any of that, everybody gets all hooked and interested because, well, what is it? It's very interesting, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know what? I believe that that's one thing that everybody has in common, no matter about anything else about your whole life, is we all want to love and be loved.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most difficult things, really, you know, something that should be so simple, but it's not as complicated because it's hard to be vulnerable with people and to always communicate what you need.
Yes. If you even know that you should be vulnerable and communicate what you need.
If you even know what you need.
Yeah. You have to know what you need, and then you have to know that you have to communicate it, and you have to know that, yeah, there's so much to know.
And feel safe.
And feel safe, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people spend so much time planning the perfect wedding.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of dollars in the right dress and the right venue and the right song list and the this and the that. And you're like, I hope you're spending at least that much time planning your marriage.
Right. But they don't. We don't. We're just going to be happily ever after.
Yes. Too many Cinderella movies.
Right.
Right. Too many fairy tales.
Because love conquers all.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, you know, it goes beyond even just, you know, some of the fairy tales, because it's just what we believe is that love is going to fix everything.
And it will. It will. But it's not a, It's an exercise. It's not a pill.
Right.
You know, it's a muscle right. You got to build. It's not just poof there.
Well, because it's multidimensional.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So speaking of love, you did some loving on your work today.
I did. You know, I work at a school, and we had scheduled pickup. It's a high school. And so we saw thousands and thousands of people. And what I did is I just called on Creator, and I asked Creator to fill every crevice in every corner of our building with unconditional love, as well as me and everybody else that worked there, and the people that were coming in. And so that was Monday and Tuesday. But then today people were coming in and just saying how smooth everything was and how nice everybody was. And so I just thought, you know, that is really cool, because that kind of relates to, you know, even a marriage. I mean, it's a different kind of relationship with the people you work with and the people you deal with as your customer. But, you know, sometimes you need to call on the big guns, just even for, you know, these more intimate relationships too. It's always okay to ask for, mm-hmm. for love. Help me bring love into this.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, and calling on people is always it's so powerful.
Right.
Calling on assistance from the other side. When I was first learning about that, I wasn't really into metaphysical stuff anywhere near as I am now, but I had this horrible argument with like one of my best friends, and it was just beyond horrible. We were just yelling and screaming. It just deteriorated into this mess. And I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. So I'd never met her brother. He had died when he was like 5. And I'm like calling on him. I'm like, hey, excuse me, please. Can you please help me? And so we I don't know if it's on the phone or whatever, when we got together, my friend and I, it went so smoothly. And I told her later, I'm like, you know, I asked your brother to help out. And she's like, you did? I'm like, yeah, because I know this was going to be rough.
That was perfect, though.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
So, okay, so in a few minutes, we will be doing the healing, which we hope is why y'all are here, besides listening to our lovely voices. And are being silly.
Right.
And after that, of course, we explore the topic, which today is marriage. So get your questions ready. You can start posting them now on the Facebook page, Immersion into Source. If you're not already a member, just click it and, you know, ask to join, and Wendy will immediately
approve you.
Mm-hmm. Don't have to go through any hoops or give us your firstborn or anything. Just ask and we'll let you in.
That's right.
That's all it takes.
It's easy.
So post your questions there. So after the commercial break, we'll be coming in a few minutes. We'll be doing the healing. So we'll tell you real quickly. What are we going to tell them?
We're going to tell them that to make the healing, it's quiet during that time. I don't know if they're going to start the music this week or not, but that's okay. Karen is channeling, you know, there she's got her people channeling healing energy through. And what we want you to do is either sit down or lie down, call your loved ones in, whether they're physical or not, and relax and allow. Close your eyes, make it an internal experience. Some people feel really intense things going on. Some people don't feel much of anything. You know, that everything is that happens. The healing is very subtle. And hopefully, if nothing else, you're going to feel intense, pure love and peace, because that is, you know, one of the most powerful things that I get out of it. If you feel like, you know, some pain somewhere, just breathe through it, because that's just something that needs to release. So you just need to keep moving it through.
Yes. Let it go. Say bye-bye.
That's right.
And sometimes it's more intense than others. Yesterday I had a client in person, and she comes in, and, you know, we've worked a few times before. And I always start with a prayer. So I'm saying my prayer, and at the same time, I'm already starting to get information, and I'm like, huh, they want me to do it. And I'm like, okay, so just, you know, I'm laying on the floor and I'm processing stuff for her. And, because they wanted to be gentle on her. you know, for any number of reasons, partly could be because she's nursing. But anyway, so then when they were done doing that part of it, then we shifted to her, and it was like a triangle between me and Source and her, and the energy was flowing to her. And at one point, it shifted from releasing stuff to bringing in, it was like little hearts, little pink and white and all these really cool hearts of energy flowing all into her body. And so when it was done, I knew it had to be for a certain time. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, so, you know, I'll just wait for her to come back to Earth, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she just stayed with it for a while. And then she's like, oh, I can still feel it. You know? And then she's like, do I have any homework? No, because I'm often 99% of the time you get homework. Uh-huh. Do I have any homework? No, you don't have any homework. Just learn to experience this energy for you. And she's leaving and she's like, she's out the door. I can still feel it. I'm like, okay, please drive carefully. Please.
Aww.
So, but it was love, just pure love floating
that
in, you know?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It was. And, you know, because there in the family history, there had been a long a thing of sadness. And so that was so ingrained in her. And so to replace it with that, I'm like, this is just so beautiful.
Yeah, it really
so,
is.
So, you know, I love this work. It really is so profound and so humbling and so interesting. And every time it's a new miracle. We're so lucky. Lucky,
really?
Lucky. And, really? I met with one of our kitchen queens for the butterfly experience today. We had lunch and she's like, I can't wait. I'm like, I know.
It's going to be good.
I know. I just want to go swim in that loving energy. All right, here we go.
Come back. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back.
We are. And I believe this is what we...
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
We're back.
Yeah, were you able to get Facebook back on?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't even up by the exit. You know, like the X. I don't know what I did to close it, so whatever.
As those little technology sprites.
I feel like in the last several months, this particular device has taken on a life of its own. Sometimes some of the craziest stuff happens and I'm going, you know, I've had you for a couple of years now. This never happens. All right. Anyway, let's get to our questions because, you know, we digress. All right. So we had one question on Facebook, and I'm going to start with that one. And that is, does the concept of monogamy as well as marriage only exist in this universe?
No.
How many do you know, like, how many might be otherwise?
How many universes might be otherwise?
That's, yeah.
If you're following the Lord's will, you are monogamous if you're in a relationship.
Okay.
And of course, just as anywhere, there are, you know, people make choices to do differently. It has to do with the deepness of the relationship, the commitment, the yin, the yang. So if you have a yin-yang symbol, we'll just use that as an example.
Sure.
That's the picture that came in my head, so I'm assuming that's the one they want to go with. What am I saying? Of course. I mean, because sometimes those should maybe, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, but okay. Anyway, so if you have the yin-yang symbol, male, female, one is, you know, one is each, right?
Right.
So say the white part of it has a second partner. So then you got two yang symbols, right? One yin and two yangs.
Uh-huh.
How is that balanced?
It's not balanced.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's just a simple oversimplification.
Sure.
But oh, and they're talking about going forward, progressing forward in the relationship with your, and we talked about this before, the difference between being committed to one another and being in a marriage is that in a marriage, you bring God in.
Right.
You know, and whatever the wedding ceremony looks like, that's besides the point. The point is, if you bring God in, then you're in a marriage, which is beyond a committed relationship. So if you're in a marriage, it's that means you've got God in the relationship and you are you're living your life in such a way, then you're progressing as long through that. If you're playing around and one or both of you is playing around, then how are you going to progress? You know,
Right. All right, I have a question. You're talking about a marriage. It made me think of this. What if you're in, I mean, is a marriage only that which is where you have a ceremony or ritual that is overseen by somebody? Can you have something private between the two of you where you invite God in and you know, do that? Or does it have to be a public type thing?
Private is fine. It's your choice. It's your choice of how you want to create that ceremony. You know, God is everywhere. You don't have to go to the church or the whatever. Of course, whether it's legal or not, that's another thing. If you want it to be legal, then of course, then you have to abide by the laws of your state or your country or whatever. But, you know, taking the legality out of it, you know, unless you're, you know, you have some kind of rules within your religion or within your culture or whatever that, you know, you need to abide by. But it's between you and your partner and God.
I see. Okay.
Having others there present as witness, like, hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to translate that feeling. Hold on. That just adds more support to the bond, to the commitment, it just brings more energy in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad marriage because you didn't have support and other people around, but I'm seeing like the two people and then energy flowing from other people that are around witnessing that. So,
sure.
You know, if you want that extra mojo involved, then, you know, have at it. You know, but that's, I guess, up to you, right? Yeah. Yeah. But there is something. Hold on.
I'm holding.
There is something about having witnesses. You don't have to have 57 of them or even 300 of them or whatever, but there is something about having, you know, a witness. That adds some kind of, the witness doesn't even have to be participating in the ceremony. They just have to be a witness.
That kind of makes sense based on some of the things that we talk about in Theta Healing. You know, like, you know, the practitioner is the witness and, you know, in order for something to happen, you need a witness.
Huh.
I just, yeah.
Huh. We'll have to talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So does that answer that question?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, if anybody's got any comments on that, please feel free. Okay. So I think we've talked about this before, but I wanted to, you know, it just came up to me again. But have we ever had, well, I know we've asked this before, so I'm sorry, but I'm going to ask it again. Have we ever been had physical lives with our eternal partners? What about ever being married to them in, you know, on any planet besides the eternal one?
Mm-hmm. It does happen sometimes that you'll both, it depends on, hold on. It depends on the lesson that you're incarnating for. It depends on the vibration of the planet or sphere or realm or whatever that you're going to, you know, Vermont or Iceland, you know, it's a different kind of vibration.
Gotcha.
Obviously I'm talking on a universal scale here. So depending what planet, depending on how heavy it is, or how, you know, how much it is material, physical, but there are a lot of factors and those are all beyond my, I don't think we can figure that out in a few minutes.
Okay.
Often one of the partners will stay behind to hold down the fort and there'll be a, like a, a connection between the two, you know? So almost like, you know, like if somebody goes into a cave, you know, like somebody will stay outside with a rope around their waist to guide the person back out again.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that. So one's out, the other one's going in, doing what they got to do, and then, you know, they can find their way back. Not that you couldn't find your way back, but there's some kind, like having that connection between the two. Hold on. Safety isn't the right word. What is the word? Growth. It's just kind of the way it is. I can't think of like a word. I can see it and feel it, you know, but this is this is my trouble. And a lot of times I can't come up with a word that aligns with the experience. I don't know how the word is. Maybe it'll come to me.
Okay. Well, we had a listener post a question.
Okay.
And it's, what would the purpose of remarriage on this earth if one or both persons' soulmates has passed on? What happens then to all the spouses in the next world?
Oh, I got a few stories on that, but let me get an answer, and then if we have time, I'll share. Hold on. Although I feel like I have before, but maybe not. Who knows? Your eternal partner is your eternal partner. There's no getting around that. These other partners are companions. Are, you know, love? We have infinite capacity for love, and so they're companions for a particular experience, you know, whether it's decades or days long. And so when you go back home, everybody just goes back home. You can still be friends, but you still have your original partner, your eternal partner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. And people often, like, here, I'll just say, here it's interesting because I've worked with a lot of people, women usually, that have lost, you know, one or two partners, or maybe they lost their first husband and they're in a second or whatever. And it's interesting. It's like some of them will assume that the first one is their eternal one or the second one is, and you never know. It's different for every person. There's not like a rule of thumb. So we go in and we check, and it's fun, you know. And then so like I had one woman, both of her two husbands had passed. And she thought the second one was her partner. And then when I looked and I'm describing him, and she's like, no, that's my first husband. I'm like, yeah, well, he's pretty sure. he's pretty convinced that he's your partner. And I'm like, so we talked a little bit about that. And then she's like, well, what about the other guy? And so I looked around and I see this other man and I describe him. And she's like, yeah, that's him. And I'm looking at him and he's like, yeah, it was great. It was lovely. I mean, it was a good experience and everything, but you know, I'm on my way. You know, it wasn't like it didn't hurt him. He wasn't upset that he wasn't her partner anymore. I mean, he loved her and had a great experience, but you know, he was on his way. He had other things to do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's going to lead into the next question that I have, but I think we've got 1 minute left. I don't know if I have actually enough time.
Okay, but, we'll just say it and then we'll see how we
get. When we come into this physical life, how many potential partners come with?
Oh. There's your fated partner. But, you know, we don't always go straight for fate. A lot of us like to take detours.
Right.
So.
I'm counting on that I haven't met mine yet.
Yeah, and didn't blow them off somewhere.
Right.
You get to the next world and be, oh, man, it was you. Gosh darn it. Why were you wearing sweatpants the day I met you?
I ran away because I had curlers in my hair.
your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Every time the guy says, you're conscious something on steroids, it reminds me, we talked about, you said about the butterfly experience.
Uh-huh.
That you compared it to, it was like something, but on steroids. Every time he says that, I remember you said oh. that.
Well, I have a very dear friend that does a healing circle, and I've always loved going to her things. She channels some very interesting entities, and I just said butterfly was her on steroids. Yeah, because it's really crazy. It's really crazy good, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to clarify the response to that last question.
Okay.
It's one fate. They're short like a line that's your fated path. And but that doesn't mean it's one that you're fated to just have one marriage partner. You could have more than one marriage partner in this earthly life on that fated path.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you could always do the detours, you know, we're good at that. But on the fated path, it could be that you have more than one.
Okay.
That I think wasn't very clear in the response. And no.
That's why I knew there was more.
Yeah. So, because sometimes, you know, like even if you do, you know, hook up with your, you know, your fated partner, you know, and then they leave early. Because maybe they have to go home earlier, you know, the pot's on the stove and they got to get to it. I'm obviously kidding, but,
right.
But the point is, you know, there's something that they have to go home earlier for. They have the things that they have to do, whatever that they got to get done, that is better for them to be there. And that was probably the plan all along. But that you find another partner is also could be part of the plan, but that doesn't negate that your first partner, you know, so.
Wasn't one of your fates. Wasn't part of your fate.
It was.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It doesn't negate that.
Oh, right. That it doesn't mean that it wasn't. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right, right.
All those stuff. Yeah.
Like that wasn't one of the detours.
Yes. Yeah.
I just wondered because, and I wonder if other people have had this experience too. You know, it's like there's been so many times in the last several years, you know, since I've been divorced. Oh, somebody's coming. Oh, well, now it's somebody else. Well, now it's somebody else, and they never show up. You know, so I'm like, okay, you know, that's okay. But it's like, so how many it got me to thinking, how many people come? Because it's probably been about 8 different gentlemen that were supposed to be coming my way. And it's like, okay, well, that's really weird. Okay.
In your case, it feels like they're being held at bay.
Oh.
For your own, because you're, like if you had a net over your head, like a veil, you know, over your body, like you're fighting that. You're still working to get that off of you. That's the image that I see.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's probably best that you wait till that gets off.
I never thought about it as a net, but I figured that it was something, you know, that it was something within me.
Yes.
Or they'd be showing up.
Yeah. They're around. And there's one fairly close. I don't know what that means time or distance wise, but they're kind of, if they're being held at bay, just kind of like, hold on, let her get the curlers out of her hair.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Okay. What is the best advice to keep the love alive?
First thing is smile. That wouldn't have been my answer, but that's a beautiful answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Yes.
That's really powerful.
I like it.
You know, because you get people, you know what I mean? You get used to seeing people, you don't smile at them anymore.
Right.
Okay, so smile. Let's see what else they got to say. Eyes, gazing in the eyes. That's an assignment that gets given out a lot for partners. I'll be working with one of the partners, and that quite often, you know, just go home and just look your partner in the eyes. Well, you know, even if it's just for a second, you know.
Well, they say they're the window to the soul.
Yeah.
So it's that would be about reconnection.
Yes. So smiling, connecting with the eyes. And if you think about it, we get so involved in our lives and we think, oh, it's my partner. I don't need to spend time with him. He knows I love him. And but I got dishes to do and, you know, laundry and, you know, we all get caught up in that.
The car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right.
You know, spending that moment, those moments connecting, making love, that's a big one too. So smiling, connecting with the eyes, connecting with the body. Oh, breathing, relaxing, just being, having that, you know, having that moment you just sit and be. Don't talk about stuff. Just here we are together.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's very simple. It's very simple. I mean, obviously, there are all kinds of other things that you can add in there. But the basic formula is smile, connect with the eyes, connect physically, and have quiet time, quiet moments. And then, you know, get that accomplished, then add whatever else you need to. If you need to go see a counselor, then do it. If you need to have a date night once a week, do it. Whatever you got to do. But that's the basic formula, those four things.
Nice. I love it. I made notes.
Yeah,
I gotta get the net off, but you know, I got notes now.
yeah, I got notes. I gotta find mine too.
All right, so I'm wondering, how is divorce perceived on the other side? Like, is that part of our fate? Do they see that as like, is that something, just a lesson? It's not perceived badly.
It's understood. It's understood that people make mistakes. It's understood that we, especially at this time in our progression, and this time of our, in our, you know, again, our ever advancing civilization, at this time we are not very good yet, in general, in doing the work ahead of time, in preparing and marrying the right person. We don't do that very well. Down the road, you know, hundreds of years from now or 50, who knows, whatever the time is, when we are better at that, then divorce won't be so necessary. But it's understandable now because we don't know what we're doing.
Right. You know, it makes me think of that. I can't think of the name of the movie, but Robin Williams is a priest and he gets in the middle of these two kids that are getting married and he just really like, because they're always like, oh, everything's fine. Well, nothing's ever perfect, right? Uh-huh. So he makes them fight with each other. Gosh, dang it. I hate it when I can't remember the names of movies, but it was really cute. It was well done. And at the end, they get together and they get married and they see that it was all set up and he taught them very sneakily how to talk to one another and how to fight in a positive way. And that was his marriage preparation for them.
Yeah. So that was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Can we make ourselves sick? You know, if some people aren't addressing their feelings or whatever, but can being in the wrong marriage make you physically ill?
Yes. Yes. Those feelings of resentment, those feelings of fear, those feelings of, you know, separation, whatever those are, loneliness, all those things, whether it's in a marriage or in any situation. I mean, our emotions are so tied into our health. So, of course, in a marriage, because we want our marriage to be our refuge, it's to be our fortress for well-being. And when that fortress is broken, when that refuge is invaded, then, you know, you of course you feel sick. You know, what can you turn to? This is supposed to be my safe haven, and poof, it's exploded.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, that's the end of my question. So we got about 4 minutes, because I had a good one, but then one of the listeners asked it. But that's okay, because it would have taken the same amount of time anyway, I guess.
You know, I have a cute story. I read this long time ago. Not a cute story, but a beautiful story. A couple, I don't know if they're being interviewed, because they've been married a long, long time. And maybe it was at their anniversary or something, but they were interviewed about their marriage. And what had happened, they got married, and they, for their honeymoon, they got on a ship to go somewhere for their honeymoon, and the ship sank. So the two of them luckily managed to get on the same lifeboat, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. And they were lost at sea for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
That for their honeymoon. And so the person who's asking, you know, interviewing them says, well, oh my goodness, that must have been horrible. What a way to start your marriage. You know, that's just terrible. And they said, no, it was the most perfect thing, because they had to learn to work together. They had to communicate. In order to survive, I mean, literally to survive, they had to work hard. They were under stress. They learned everything they needed to know about each other in those 2 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm like that. I'm not asking for that experience to happen to me.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But I just thought that's a beautiful, you know, to get to know somebody really, truly, you know, you can't do that going out to dinner and a movie.
Right.
It just, you know, anybody can be nice at dinner and a movie.
Right.
You know?
Right. So that's great. All right. So what do we have on next week?
All right. So Sunday is the guided meditation. I recorded it already.
I can't wait to do it.
Yay. And then the 19th is ego.
Ooh.
Yeah. So next Wednesday is ego.
Okay. All right.
Bring it on.
Does the ego have to go sit in the corner because it can't behave?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Take care, everybody. Love you all.
Night. Love.